at Giants in the cold New York.
Oh, come on. You got to do it like Facenda. I'm just saying. In the cold, in the rain, in the snow, in December.
It starts with a whistle and ends with a gun. 60 minutes of close in action from kickoff to touchdown. This is pro football, the sport of our time. The men who play it are the best there are. Disciplined professionals who perform on a stage 100 yards long.
NFL news you can use with Elf.
Well, thank you, announcer voice man. Good Sunday morning to you. You have the Mark Elfenbein Show every Sunday, 7 to 9 on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio. Taylor Phillips is always in the house. Saad Youssef of The Athletic, always in the house. We thank them, and we thank you for joining us as always. We'll take you up to 9 o'clock. We'll hand it off to the pro shop, a little golf talk for you there. And then anything special this afternoon, or we're just going programming? Divided by 7 times 3 into the third power.
You'll have to tune in all afternoon to find out what we've got going on.
What a great tease. I love that. That is fantastic. All right, so before we get into the NFL, I just off the top, your sports weekends of the year that you look forward to the most. Because I've been telling people that this is the best NFL Sunday. This is the best Sunday of the year. Maybe the last weekend was the best weekend of the year because you had the games on Saturday and Sunday. And then off the top, I said, well, to me, the Thursday and Friday of March Madness are the two best days of the year. Thursday, Friday, fake death, get off work, go somewhere, and just watch all the games nonstop. And if you could get to Vegas or a sports bar, that's the best thing to do. All right, all that being said.
I think opening day in baseball is up there. I know it's only one day.
I'm with you.
But I think for me, I'm going to stick with baseball. That first weekend with the division series games, when there's like that Friday, you had all four matchups going on the same day, then Saturday and Sunday, you'll have two games.
Postseason, like?
Yes, postseason, the division series, whenever you get to the first round of the postseason, right after the wild card games, and all you still have eight teams left, and you get all that baseball going on mixed in with college football and NFL in the same weekend. This is, the first weekend in October.
Right.
That's my favorite.
See, baseball, I mean, it used to be my number one, but opening day is not opening day anymore. First, they freaking play in Australia for some crying out loud. Then they're in Japan playing a three-game series. It used to be Monday day, Cincinnati, day game was the first thing. Then 25 years ago, they started playing on Sunday night. Now it's all screwed up.
I'd be more upset about the Australia games if the Dodgers didn't win both of those.
That's a good point.
There you go.
All right, Shad.
You'll be shocked to know that baseball does not make my cut.
Not a surprise.
And opening day certainly doesn't. But for me, I would have to say the best weekend, I'm with you. For me, it's the best weekend is divisional round weekend. And up there, for me, is also the first weekend of NFL football because that's your first full 2 days of college football all day Saturday and all day Sunday football, and that's pretty glorious as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm being what's the word here? I can't think of it, but Texas OU weekend is that big Saturday for me, and I always look at that. But
what about New Year's Eve and New Year's Day with bowl games?
Still,
both of those days, there's some strong bowl games.
I think this year worked out pretty good because it took away two work days. It was a Monday and Tuesday, which was just flat out delicious. It's when New Year's Eve falls on like a Saturday or Sunday. It's like, oh, damn it. I've already got those days off. Don't screw me. I want the holidays to be during the week so I get work days off and the next day off if you get it, if you play your cards right.
Yeah, I think the only thing, and I love New Year's Eve and New Year's as well, but the only thing against that is there's so much going on that you don't really get to zero in. Like, divisional round of the NFL playoffs, you're zeroed in. But, I mean, I missed one of the playoff games because of the Cowboys game.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, there's a lot going on there, and there's a lot of significant stuff going on, whereas divisional round weekend for the NFL, that's all you're doing. That's it.
And then finally, Final Four weekend in college hoops. When you have the two games on Saturday, and then Monday night, you have the championship game, and then I think, was it Sunday night, you have the women's championship game now? Right? So they kind of make it all work. All right. All that being said, sorry for the diversion. It is NFL championship weekend. And I do believe we have the best four teams in all of football. As much as we would love the Cowboys to be in it, they are not. And they'll have to wait another year or two or 20. We'll see what happens with that. But the 2000 19 postseason is here, and it is absolutely fantastic matchups. Somehow, some way, and we all, except for Saad, we all wrote the Patriots off 15 times this year. Brady's old. He can't do it anymore. Gronkowski looks like a 97-year-old man. Josh Gordon experiment failed. Rex Burkhead was hurt. I mean, you could just on and on and on and on and on. Guess what? They're back again. Was this the eighth in a row? The eighth championship game in a row?
This is the ninth, right?
Whatever.
This is their eighth straight.
It'll be ninth next year.
Yeah, I want to throw up from them. All right.
Number eight.
I don't know anybody that is rooting for the Patriots other than Saad. We're so sick and okay. It's two people. All right. Whatever. Look, I appreciate the greatness, and Brady's maybe the best ever, and Belichick's maybe the best ever, but nobody wants to see them in the Super Bowl. But last week, Brady did this again.
Brady going to the end zone. Open is Dorsett for the touchdown.
And they stunned everybody. They beat the crap out of the Chargers. I mean, I think almost everybody except for Taylor, right? Didn't you and I, Saad, pick the Chargers? Even Saad thought the Chargers were going to win.
Don't doubt Brady, people.
You know what? I have said it a million times. I bet against him every time, and I lose every freaking time. But Tom Brady and I don't know. It's unbelievable. They just crank it up, and James White. You talk about the biggest unsung hero ever.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy averages what, 14 catches every time you're in a postseason game? It's ridiculous.
Right. And I will say this though, not to throw a damper on all the Patriots hypeness, but Tom Brady's played at Arrowhead 3 times in his career.
3 times.
He's 1-2.
1-2.
He's thrown 3 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. And the last time he played at Arrowhead was September 29, 2014 on Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
And here's just
here's just a snippet of what happened
that night.
3rd and 6, Brady gets away, lost the football. Brady pointing out Justin Houston. Look out, Holly from behind, knocked the ball away. It's free, it's loose, and one of the all-time sack masters has done it again. 2nd and 5 for Brady. This time he is protected, and it's intercepted. Complete miscommunication. 3rd and 4, intercepted. Coming underneath, Hussein Abdullah, all the way home. Kansas City touchdown. Tom Brady's done for the night. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to come in. A very interesting time here for these Patriots.
Of course, the Patriots went on to win 2 Super Bowls after that.
All right, so you're saying
this guy's going to be the future greatest quarterback of all time. Mark it down.
You're saying there's a chance for Kansas City today. All right, so look, New England comes in smoking hot, loving the fact that everybody's doubting them. They're the underdogs. Brady's laughing about it. And they're heading to Kansas City. Kansas City, as much as New England might have surprised us by beating the crap out of the Chargers, they dominated Andrew Luck. They got on his you-know-what, and they did what they do best. And maybe one of the most exciting players in the National Football League. Not Patrick Mahomes. It's the other guy.
You go block somebody.
Damian Williams is a good story. They toss it back here to Hill. Around the corner he goes. Tyreek Hill to the end zone. Touchdown.
He's unbelievable. Tyreek Hill is so ridiculous, so fast, and catches the ball so much better than people think. All right, so here we go. It's a what, 3.5 point spread, New England at Kansas City. I know it's going to be cold in the snow. I don't know how cold it's going to be, but it's going to be pretty damn cold. And what did we say all year long? Kansas City's going to have home field advantage. Yeah, when's the last time Kansas City won a playoff game? Is when Joe Montana was quarterback. Okay, that's over. They won last week. They beat the Colts. And I'll give them props. I really thought when Kareem Hunt did the unfortunate thing he did and got kicked off the team and out of the league, that that was going to really, really hurt them big time. They haven't missed a blink. I mean, Kansas City just kept whoever they want to bring in, Williams, Ware, they just keep on rolling. Offensively, they have just been unbelievable. Patrick Mahomes is that great. He's great. He's insane great. And he's just a young guy, but he makes the plays. And I think Sammy Watkins is kind of fired up now to be in the postseason. And Tyreek Hill. And oh, by the way, they got the best tight end in football. And Travis Kelce. And the Conway guy. I mean, they're loaded. The key to the game is going to be their defense. because what they did against the Colts was critical. The fact that they got to Andrew Luck and they made some plays, that to me was really one of the biggest things that happened in the Colts game. I think we all watch Kansas City. We know they're going to score. They're going to score. They're going to score. Can they stop the other team? That is their Achilles heel, is defensively, can they stop the other team? They played New England this year. I actually just rewatched the game the other day. 43-40 was that game. And I remember it was 40-33. New England had just taken the lead with like 3.5 minutes left in the game. They drove the length of the field, score a touchdown, take a 40-33 lead. Kansas City gets the ball back. And on the first play, he throws a 76-yard bomb to Tyreek Hill to tie the game at 40. You know what the problem was? Brady had 3 minutes left. And they came down, kicked the field goal, won the game, game over, 43-40. All that being said, what do you think happens today?
That game was at Foxborough. That's a big difference.
Yes,
huge,
it is.
Huge difference. Arrowhead, I've heard from a lot of media people, just a lot of people in general, say that is the best home field advantage in the NFL. And so I will go with the Kansas City Chiefs to win this game. I think it's going to be close. But, I mean, picking the Chiefs to win and cover, obviously.
All right. Mr. Phillips?
I have gone so back and forth on this game. The Chiefs have had a tremendous year on offense. They've been great at home. The Patriots have struggled on the road. But Bill Belichick is 6-2 all-time against Andy Reid. I think last week the Patriots showed, even if people aren't buying this whole us-against-the-world mentality the Patriots are throwing out there, I am not going to doubt against the Patriots, even in the cold, even in the rain, even in Kansas City today when it's going to be negative 80 degrees. Give me Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Am I going to do it again? I'm like, am I going to dare pick against Brady again? Oh, God almighty. 38-34, Kansas City. I'm just going to go with Kansas City. I'm trying it one more time. I'm going to put a little extra barbecue sauce on the ribs today.
You've all been warned.
I'm just going to give it a shot. I'm even putting a little potato salad on the side.
I will say, I won't be heartbroken if the Patriots win, but if the Patriots win this game, they're winning the Super Bowl because I think the Chiefs are better than any opponent that comes from the NFC.
Okay, so we got that game. Then you have the Saints, who had a fight like hell to get the Eagles the heck out of the way after down 14-0. I'm looking at that game going, no way Nick Foles is doing this again. There's no way that son of a gun is doing this again. Well, Breeze and company found a way to make it happen, and they finally sealed it like this.
We get this off with a two-minute warning. A little surprise. Foles back, throws. Intercepted! Went right through Jeffrey's hands! It's Lattimore!
Etouffee and jambalaya were flying all over the damn place as the Saints held on. I mean, the Eagles were driving down the field, and Alshon Jeffrey, Mr. Everything, man, the ball went right through his hand. He had it. And they were going to kick a field goal and win the game. But they had to score a touchdown. They had to score a touchdown, right? They were going to do something. But fortunately, they got the pick. Who was the young DB? He had his second.
Lattimore.
Yeah, Lattimore got a second interception, sealed the game for the Saints. Boy, it shows you a lot about the Eagles. But the Saints advance, and they take on a team that beat your Dallas Cowboys. Remember this play?
Gurley. Lot of room. Inside the 20. He is gone. Touchdown, Rams.
And so, look, we got again, what's really cool is both teams played against each other this year. Both were great games. Then, both should be great games today. And if you remember the game earlier this year, I believe the Saints built a 35-14 second quarter lead. And the Rams came back to tie it at 35. You know, and then it kind of, you know, anyway, make a long story short, 45-35, the Saints won the game in week 9 in New Orleans. They're back in New Orleans. The Rams are healthy. I think the Saints are healthy. Boy, there's just something that tells me to lean to the Rams. I don't know why. And everybody is, oh, the Saints were not going to lose at home. The Saints are not going to lose at home. Ingram and Kamara and Michael Thomas and the Saints are not going to lose at home. What's going to happen today, Son? Are the Saints going to lose at home?
I don't think so. I think if Arrowhead's the best home field, I'd say the Superdome is third best after Seattle. So I'm going to take the Saints. And I just want to say, if my two predictions work out, we're going to have two Texas high school football quarterbacks starting in the Super Bowl, and it's going to be glorious.
All right, Taylor.
I'm going to go with the Saints in this one. I think the Rams having Aqib Talib back is going to help them, and it's not going to be quite as much of a, you know, torching of Marcus Peters like it was the first time around. But it's hard to pick against the Saints at home. I think Drew Brees against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl will be epic. It'll be a win for 40-year-olds everywhere. So I'm going to go with the Saints and the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Like I said, I'm picking Kansas City 38-34. I think I'm going to take the Saints 34-31. But I do agree. If you have Brady and Brees, as much as we all hate the fact that New England would be in there, it is a nice storyline. Two 40-year-old, two Hall of Famers going at it. If it's Kansas City against either the Saints or the Rams, I think either one would be fantastic. If it's New England against the Saints, you got that. If it's New England against the Rams, I mean, if there's any game that you might go, eh, you know, which is hard to believe, you might go, eh, is the Patriots against the Rams. But I don't think we can lose. It's an unbelievable weekend. It's a great day for NFL football.
Can you believe that Bartolo Colon's only 4 years older than Tom Brady?
No, I can't.
it's just insane to me.
But I will say this, and I've said this for years, and maybe I guess things have changed with technology and medicine and training and maybe those pills you take. You don't get better as you get older, but maybe you can get better as you get older. We've seen it with Brady. We've seen it with Breeze. And we saw it last night with Manny Pacquiao. I mean, maybe I'm crazy.
I know Federer lost, but we've seen it with Federer recently as well.
Yeah, I mean, people are training earlier and longer and better and taking care of themselves and eating right. So who knows? We'll see what happens with that.